Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to manage process and documentation at a remote team.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Inspired by the FYI Twitter account, because that's what Steli said this is about.
Yeah.
Which is one of my businesses. And the Twitter account is @useFYI, in case all of you want to follow along. And what we've been doing is we've been talking a lot about document tools, as well as productivity. And then I think one of people's favorite topics today, which is remote work and how to do it well. So I think Steli and I have a lot of thoughts on this, considering our businesses are remote, as well as, we've faced a lot of these kind of challenges in the past with doing this right, doing this wrong, et cetera. So what's on your mind? What inspired you? I know what inspired you, which was our Twitter account and all the sharing we've been doing. We're committed to sharing more and more now. But what really is on your mind about this that you think people need to hear?
Yeah, I think that I get asked often, what tools do I use? What tools does my team use to be productive and aligned as a fully remote company, fully distributed company? And I often find myself going back to some of the base principles that we share so often, Heaton, which are that, you know, yes, I have some tools I use and I have tools that I can recommend, but it's very rarely the tools, right? It's always the humans and how they use those tools that really make a difference. And so I oftentimes find myself just sharing with people certain principles on how we communicate as a remote company and how we think about certain things. Now, one of the biggest problems that, so I thought it would be fun for us to go back and forth, ping pong a little bit on this episode and just share some best practices or mistakes to avoid for people that are thinking about organizing and managing their remote company, especially from a point of view in terms of like, how do we organize our different projects? How do we organize our work? How do we share information online? And since I've been following the FYI Twitter account, you guys post all these kind of super neat insights in document sharing software and what companies and people struggle with. One of the biggest struggles, which is what you guys are, solving right now with the product that you're building, is that people cannot find, you know, all the documents that they have. And that's one of the problems that we went through as we've grew as a company. You know, the engineering team likes to use Dropbox paper when the marketing team likes to use Google Docs, when the other team likes to use something else. And you never want to constrain people, but then eventually you're drowning in a sea of different, document preferences and different document tools that different teams use, and it's very hard to navigate and find what you're looking for at any given time. And FYI is making, I think, a big dent in helping people with finding their stuff. But the big principle that I always share, there's two. One, when it comes to documentation and sharing of ideas within a remote company, is to become very disciplined in your writing efforts. Like, make sure that you eliminate having impromptu conversations between two or multiple team members that are not captured or written down anywhere, right? That's something that people are very accustomed to in an office environment. A bunch of people ad hoc, you know, meet around the water cooler, brainstorm some wild ideas and come up with an exciting solution to a problem, or make a decision on something that was unclear. And then because it happens physically in a room, you know, in a way that's very strong signal for everybody else, the most relevant people might eardrop or join the conversation and have the information that they need. In a remote company, if three people jump on a Skype call or a Zoom call and come up with some brilliant idea, nobody else in the company knows of this fact. Nobody has heard of this. So, it can be quite dangerous, because then you have, you know, the scenario where people have made decisions and nobody else understands these decisions or knows about them. And so you get this strong misalignment. So in a remote company, you need to get really, really good at documenting any ideas, decisions that are being made, usually writing that down somewhere, keeping track of meeting notes, doing write-ups afterwards on what was decided and why, and then sharing that with the company. But the other thing that I'm curious to hear your thoughts on is this concept that I find oftentimes surprising or challenging, especially in remote teams, but this is probably a generic issue, is companies and teams, they'll pour way too much time in creating a version one of any kind of document. And then that document will be forgotten, never to be used, never to be practically put to use. And a year later, there's another group of people, they'll have a meeting about a similar subject, creating a new document, writing down the new version of this thing. And so after 3 or 4 years of the company history, there's literally like 9 different documents that try to describe the same thing in different ways and that have never been used by anybody in any practical sense to make a decision or to do anything else. So this is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, of like, it's a good idea to write things down and document things and create processes and documentations for things in a company, especially a remote company. But then the challenge seems often to be, from a human perspective, how useful are these documents? How much are they being put to use? Or are they just busy work where people spend a lot of time writing all this down, everybody looks at it and agrees, and then it's instantly forgotten, never to be used again? Like, I'm curious to tap into your mind and your learnings over the last year or two that you've been really diving deep when it comes to document sharing, and see what you've learned and how you see that space.
Yeah, I was on a call yesterday. It was an hour-long call, and there was a document produced right after, like within another half hour. It had 2 sections. It was recap of discussion, and it was literally bullets of the recap. And it was basically, the next section was takeaways and actions, and it had people's names on it and what they were going to do. Thankfully, none of those were assigned to me. There were 2 other people on the call.
I'm just joking.
That wasn't the context. I was just sharing something that these 2 people needed to hear, and we had to coordinate. So I had already done my task, which was think through something. Anyway, so there's 2 sections, recap and takeaways/actions. And it was sent out within a half hour or so of the document, or I'm sorry, of the discussion. And it was, the question was like, oh, is this good? Did I cover everything? Did I capture everything? And the answer is yes. And, it got shared with the rest of the team, so everybody knows what's going on. And then there was a reply from a key person on the team saying, oh, it's all good. You know, this sounds good to me. Like let's just keep moving forward and all that. And so what was really cool is that you just have to have these simple rules. Like, they're rules. I'm sorry. Like, they're rules. And they make the organization work well.